This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. President Donald Trump visited the U.S. city of Kenosha, Wisconsin on Tuesday, ignoring the governor and mayor's fears that the visit would spark more racial unrest. Kenosha has been the scene of violent protests triggered by the shooting of a black man by a police officer last week. Jacob Blake was shot 7 times in the back by a white police officer trying to arrest him. Protests and counter-protests greeted President Trump as he arrived, where he toured a business area burned down during the unrest. He met with law enforcement and pushed a message of law and order. President Trump did not meet with the Blake family. The president's response to racial unrest is becoming a key election issue, with some research suggesting it may motivate black voters to come to the polls. The Trump campaign has been making an appeal to white suburban voters concerned by the violence, particularly in swing states such as Wisconsin. Former Vice President Joe Biden is holding on to his months-long lead over President Trump in nationwide polling with the election 9 weeks away, but surveys show the race has narrowed and is even closer in key battleground states that are likely to determine the outcome. Trump and Biden are scheduled to debate each other 3 times, once later in September and twice in October. Asian markets are mixed for a third consecutive day on Wednesday. In late afternoon trading, the indexes in Hong Kong, Shanghai, and Mumbai were all trading 0.1% lower. All three major U.S. indexes are trending positively in futures trading. We have more international headlines for you on voanews.com. Go there for the very latest. This is VOA News. The U.S. will not take part in the World Health Organization's global initiative to manufacture and equally distribute a vaccine for COVID-19. A White House spokesperson said the U.S. will continue to engage the international community to make sure the virus is defeated. However, the country won't be, quote, constrained by multilateral organizations influenced by the corrupt World Health Organization and China. More than 170 countries are in talks to participate in the COVID-19 Vaccines Global Access Facility, dubbed COVAX. It's a joint project undertaken by the WHO, the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations, and Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, which is an organization founded by Bill and Melinda Gates to vaccinate children in the world's poorest countries. President Trump withdrew the United States from the WHO back in July after claiming the agency mishandled the outbreak and showed deference to China, where the virus was detected late last year. Australia has now fallen into its first recession in nearly 2 decades, the country's shrinking economy due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Data released Wednesday by Australia's Bureau of Statistics shows the economy shrank a full 7% in the second quarter. The second quarter numbers mark the biggest downturn since records began being kept in 1959. This is the first recession for Australia since 1991. The economy was already under pressure from the massive wildfires earlier this year that destroyed more than 3,000 homes and millions of hectares of land. An offshore typhoon brought torrents of rain to southern Japan on Wednesday. Japan's weather agency warned Typhoon Maisak could produce fierce winds and possible mudslides. Okinawa Electric Power Company said hundreds of homes are still without electricity after the storm brushed the island earlier. Maisak is expected to make landfall Wednesday in South Korea as a Category 1 or Category 2 storm. A U.S. think tank released satellite imagery showing North Korean troops and vehicles practicing for a major military parade despite the country's ongoing COVID-19 restrictions. Commercial satellite imagery survey by 38 North showed formations of troops and vehicles at a parade training ground. North Korea has been widely expected to hold a major military parade on October 10th of this year to mark the 75th anniversary of the Workers' Party of Korea. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.